Hey, everybody, here we are. I'm Dave. This is Ed, and this is To the Death Podcast.
Wow, that was a little different.
I was thinking about it. I couldn't, you know what it was? I almost said mowing the lawn here. I was vacuuming the floor, and I was thinking, I was like, what did I say on episode one? Because now I'm always saying, and we're back, or something like that, right? But then I started thinking about what did I say on episode one? And I couldn't remember what I said anymore, like what I usually say. So I was like, holy cow, what do I normally say? And I was like, when I pick up the mic, I'll remember. So, hey, everybody, you're back. What do I say?
You already did it. Good job. Episode 66.
Oh, my God.
So we do have Maddie on today, but he's not, you know, a formal guest here. He's kind of just, you know, in the background. We interact with him here and there. But today really is about your new favorite episode.
My new favorite episode. Gene. You're there too, though.
It's mostly me talking, you mother.
Yes. So, Gene is very good at what he does. I don't know what he does, but for the podcast, he's very good. And he's taking my spot. I talked to him tonight about it. I'm out. Gene's in.
Well, if you haven't listened to the Sweaty Eddie Show episode 22, it would make this episode a lot better to listen to. So, pause this right now, go listen to that episode, and then come back and listen to this one.
That we should do something like that every episode. Maybe we can get our numbers up.
Sure, we can get them up.
You won't know what's going on unless you go back and listen to the last episode.
Yeah, Maddie had no idea what was going on. That's why he didn't say much.
Clueless. But it was also a little fun to keep him in the dark.
Yeah, it was fun.
So after this, we're going over to Cliff's, not a sponsor.
No.
We were talking about it before the episode. Listen to me. I still sound all screwed up.
Yeah, you were. I came in tonight. I didn't roll tonight. Yeah, but
obviously.
My brother came and he put the microwave in. I bought him dinner. Come on.
Oh, so you sat on the couch and stuffed your fat face.
I did. I had a grilled cheese and a buffalo chicken wrap and some french fries and a little bit of strawberry ice cream.
What's your weight up to?
208.
You didn't get on the scale.
I got on the scale yesterday.
208. All right.
So I'd like to give a quick shout out to our main sponsor, Core BJJ. You can follow them at Core BJJ. NJ.com. Also, they are on all the social medias. CoreBJJNJ. Rate, review. Why don't you come by, take a class, take a private from my best buddy Dave. He's the best ever, and you'll learn how to play butterfly guard like a champion.
That's not the only guard I
know.
Play.
You know a bunch of stuff. Half guard.
Son of a bitch.
Close guard.
All the guards and a couple of not guards.
Oh, you were rolling yesterday and just doing all guillotines and toe holds to Vin, a white belt. Like, what's your problem?
No, heel hooked. I heel hooked.
You heel hooked a white belt. Good job.
He wanted to do no-gi.
I know, but you could still just play butterfly guard, sweep him.
No. I wanted to be on top.
Fine. Pass, let him escape. Pass, let him escape.
I just wanted to guillotine him. Did I succeed?
You did.
Did you hear him today? He said, my throat kind of hurts.
You were really squeezing him.
I wanted to finish.
So we were talking to Jay Stans before he left. And he's really hounded us to get some very specific guests. What do you think about that?
I don't know. It's kind of far away.
We'll make them come here. They'll come.
I was just using his line.
You can't even tell if he's telling you.
No, he didn't.
If he's trying to joke, or you can't even tell.
No. That was the only reason. That was sincere.
It was sincere. He said it was a joke.
No, that was 100% sincere. Because after he said it, he was like, oh, crap. Sorry. That's not what I meant. I meant, you were supposed to laugh. I have feelings too, John Stanley.
Listen, the truth hurts, but the truth is the truth.
Right. If Yanni was closer, I wouldn't be open. I'd be training at Yanni's. I want to thank our other sponsor, Sweaty Eddie. You can follow him on all of his social media, including the horrible Twitter, at Sweaty3DDY. Check out his website, SweatyEddie.com. Go to his page on tothedeathpodcast.com. He's got his very own page. The only one with his very own page. It's because I'm so clogged. I'm like, do you hear all the saliva too? Because I'm choking to death on all of this extra mucus.
Why are you so mucusy?
I just start to clog up, especially after they beat the crap out of me for a couple of rounds. Now it's over.
Okay.
I'm leaning forward. It's clogged right here.
Good. Okay, so just remember, Maddie's in this episode, but barely.
Kind of. He should pay more attention.
All right, so I hope you guys enjoy. This is To the Death Podcast.
Episode 66. Matt will be back for 88.
So So here we are. Dave, I hope you all have a lot of questions for me. I know you filled out that Google Drive. Why don't you pull it out right
now?
Did
you look at it?
I didn't look at it. I told you I like surprises.
Wait until you see this, Ed.
So we're here with Maddie. You're sitting
Wait,
in...
Wait, can we stop? I can't focus right now.
I can't. I got to get the headphones on. So
I can't, yeah, I can't focus.
Well, tell him to get out. It's your gym.
No.
Get out. It's his gym.
He's talking Sammy Blue Pants.
Look at... Ready? I just want to see your face. I should take a picture. It's loading.
Loading. Oh, look at that. Wow. Was this... How long did you do this?
Well, you see, there's this little trick that I do when I make notes, and I put it on 2x speed, and I listen to the Chipmunks.
Oh, yeah. How can you even stand
it? I did it twice.
Really?
But I listen. I also listened to this episode 5x on normal speed.
Five? Yeah. I listened to it twice on normal speed.
I love it. It's my favorite episode.
That's crazy.
Wait. Not this episode.
Not this episode. Your episode. Yeah, the episode that just came out already.
The episode was really good. I give it a 4.5. I would like to have Gene on. I find him very interesting, and I would like to get to know him more.
Is that so?
It is. And it's funny. I told you that when you told me on the phone today. You were much better than me.
I feel like I had an unfair advantage.
That's fine. It's not a competition. I find your episode
You're right.
more entertaining. I'm still getting over that. These guys all worked me to death, and my nose is
yeah,
clogging
everybody
back
kept
up.
Asking you.
I know.
One more. Dave, you got one more? Dave, you
I had
got
to,
one
like,
more?
Go blow my nose between
but,
rounds.
Hootie Dodge, though, as usual.
Yeah, you didn't roll Matt.
You didn't even call me out.
Been calling you out for years.
Whatever.
Hold the mic to your mouth, Matt.
Sorry.
So, yeah, I don't know what you want to talk about. Do you want to get right into it?
Get right into it.
Okay, so the first thing that I have written down here, this is in listening order, just the way that things came up. I like the idea of bonding over common interests with your son.
Yes.
That's really cool.
Well, you have that.
I know, I have that. That's why I wanted to bring it up. I wanted Gene to know that it's great that the two of them are doing it together. They're not exactly together yet, but as things open back up, if either of them decide to compete, if Gene or Zach get interested enough, they can like watch YouTube videos together. If they get Flow Grappling, watch Flow Grappling. Then you have to fight your son to pick what you're watching on Flow. I watched Daisy Fresh with Emmett. I've watched the Who's Number Ones with him. I've watched just all kinds
can
of
we
super
pause
fights.
Right real quick? Remember when we were going to watch more of those fights and talk about them?
Yeah.
How about we do that again?
We could do that again, okay. But we haven't been doing jiu-jitsu on the podcast, really.
Sure.
It's mostly been, Ed, how's your diet not doing?
Yeah, we're not talking about that right now. But you know what? Another thing about the bonding is that when his son gets older, when your son gets older, when you go on vacation, travel places, you could always pop in somewhere together. That's really cool.
Not even that. I can't wait for my kids to be in the adult class.
Oh, right, right.
Because I say it all the time. I think I've told you. I've told Dan. They're going to kill us.
They won't tap me, but it's
they're going to kill us. In 9 years or whatever it was, you and Emmett have a challenge match, all right? And he is going to you up.
I'm not saying that he won't win. I'm saying he will not tap me. If Sam's not tapping me and he taps everybody in the room, your son's not going to tap me.
But Sam just started doing jiu-jitsu. Emmett's been doing jiu-jitsu for years.
Is Emmett going to be the size of Sam? Because if he is, then I'll take it back. That's a
you know
big
what?
Factor.
There's no telling.
That's, yeah.
He is.
He's thick. He's a thick boy.
It's crazy and super athletic.
Fine. If he gets to over 220, I'll change my stance.
I hope, we talk about this all the time, I hope he's around 6'0" to 6'2"
oh, no.
and 210 pounds. Because if he gets that tall with the same build that he has now, he's going to be a big boy.
I change my mind if that happens. That he could.
Yeah, just imagine. That's like if he continues at the same proportions, he'll be like Joe.
Oh, yeah. That's a different story. But if he's a regular sized man, like 190, 5'10", he'll never tap me.
Maybe. Matt, what are you drinking over there? Is that a chocolate malted milkshake from Cliff's Ice Cream?
Black raspberry.
No.
Did we even say that Matt's here?
Yeah, we said it, but you keep talking over him.
Intentionally.
Yeah, intentionally.
Okay. Do you want me to keep going here, or do we want to talk to Matt?
Matt's part of it. Yeah. You have any questions about what happened? He didn't hear the episode, which is
I almost
an unfair
sent it
advantage.
To him.
Almost.
But I didn't.
He wouldn't have listened to it.
I'm not even going to tell you the last episode I listened to.
Exactly.
Our listens are going down, and this is why. We can't even entertain the people in the room anymore.
You can't. I had Jeanette very entertained.
Great.
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 Wait, what did we do last week, me and you?
We didn't. You did your dad.
No. Is that true?
No, Frozen.
Yeah, that was a good episode.
Yeah, I listened to that 3 or 4 times today.
Matt didn't listen to it. Matt, how about you prepare, though? Listen, this is 66. 88, I need you to have more preparation.
But we'll be here all day. Matt's not even going to get a word in edgewise.
He'll get it in.
All right. I think that what he's doing with Zach with learning a language, that's fantastic.
What's awesome is he speaks the language. So that helps. If he didn't speak the language, it's harder to push. Like I was saying in the episode.
So immediately, Zach came to class today. I just bombarded him right away. I sprechen die Deutsch. I think that's how you say it. I'm not even sure, right? I'm just like going off some memory that I got from somewhere. And he looks at me and goes, what? And I said, don't you speak German? So if I got that wrong, that's the reason he didn't answer. And he goes, yeah, a little. And I said, well, tell me a word. And he started, you know what he said at first? Sorry, Gene. This is what Zach said at first when I asked him. Uno.
Is that German?
No, it's Spanish. I said, Zach, that's the wrong language. And then he corrected himself and he started counting. And I said, tell me what 10 is. Tell me what 100 is. Tell me how to say, I want grilled chicken with sauce.
Oh, because you want
to I just that? Wanted to mess with him.
Matt, how many languages do your kids speak?
Just one. What about yours?
Just one.
Yeah,
we're not as good as Gene.
My kids know a bunch of words, but my daughter can actually understand a lot, but she doesn't say anything.
Why does she say anything?
It's different. I can understand a lot, and I don't say anything.
I know a lot of people like that.
Like you?
No, who grew up and their family speaks Spanish. They don't, but
they understand
it.
Oh, that's my wife. My wife does that.
But part of the understanding is, so like when I hear my wife and my mother-in-law speaking, if I only can pick up on a couple of words, I know the general subject. Because
talking,
it's like
talking trash about you
in my environment. Yeah,
like banyo, something's happening.
Their bathroom toilet's clogged, or I don't know what. Explosion! Don't go in there. Something I wanted to talk to you about, Ed.
Do it.
So this is different. We can bounce this off of Matt since he's here. Do you think that you look at life differently because you've been doing jiu-jitsu your entire adult life?
Yeah, for sure. Life's way different. I don't know what it's like to not have it. You know, as an adult, there's always a place I can go. Like if I'm feeling like alone or down, I can easily walk into a positive environment and a bunch of different schools in the state because I've made so many different relationships. When you're in the community for 13, 14 years, I mean, think about how many people we've met, you know, and have positive relationships with you haven't seen in a long time. And then you can just pick up right where you left off. And it's just such fun to see them.
Now, Matt, you started much later. Ed started at 18, so he's been doing it his whole adult life. You just started as a middle-aged man.
Middle-aged man. Wow. Middle-aged Maddie.
Do you think that it's changed your life at all, like the whole direction that you were headed once you hit jiu-jitsu? Put the friggin' microphone by your...
So
and explain why.
Yeah, he's like me. He answers like me.
Yeah,
yes.
Absolutely.
No,
I definitely
maybe.
Have more of a positive outlook on things.
Oh, that's good. Explain why. Do you think that could be?
Why could that be?
Because you get to choke people constantly and it feels good.
Definitely getting some anger out. I don't know if that's a positive thing.
I think
thing.
It is a positive thing. Yes, because usually if you keep it all pent up, that's how school shooters happen.
Well, I don't think I was taking that wrong.
Almost just spit my water out.
I was timing it while you were drinking it.
I really wish I would have done jiu-jitsu a lot sooner.
You have to keep the microphone.
Yeah, it's sad that I started at 34.
It's not sad. It's actually a happy thing. That's
why?
What we were talking.
I was
because at least you started.
No,
yes,
no. Not only that. Not only that. Because I was talking to Gene about this. He's much older than you are when he started, and he's already seen the same kind of positives you have, and you put yourself in a place of adversity you probably wouldn't have found anywhere else. So it makes your whole life better, I think.
Absolutely.
So you should be happy. You shouldn't look backwards. I'm not into that. Like, of all of us could have started earlier. I wish I would, even at 18, I wish I was like Emmett. I wish I could have started from the beginning because think about how much better he's going to get. But you can't look at it that way. It's like if you bought into a stock too late. As long as it keeps going up from here, we're still happy.
Yeah, right. Because think about it. If you started somewhere else, maybe you wouldn't have found Yanni.
Exactly right.
Right? Your jiu-jitsu journey could be totally different.
Maybe a little, though, because, you know, Yanni knows all the schools, and he's been training with different people.
You'd have maybe a different relationship. Maybe he wouldn't be your grandmaster sensei.
Maybe, maybe not, but I think it was destiny.
You're my destiny.
Nice face. I love your face when you're looking through this list of yours.
My son hates coming. We can talk about that.
Your son hates coming?
Yeah, that's real positive.
It's such a fight to get him here.
Why?
I don't know.
But you said he loved wrestling.
It's getting him here. Once he's here, he has a great time, as you see.
Oh, yeah, but that's just because you have to get him off the video games to get him here.
It's not even the video games. He just doesn't ever want to come here.
What about Kinley?
She wants to come.
Oh, she still wants to come?
Yeah, she does. She definitely liked it more in the beginning.
Well, that's because I'm very hard on her.
Yeah, but she's starting to get the hang of things. I'm
good.
Watching her.
She makes me, I can't even tell you how many times she makes me want to pull my hair out of my head. And at that exact moment, I look for you. And like Christine will be sitting here and she'll see when I do it because the two of them are exactly the same. You know when Matt's trying to do a move and he gets confused and he looks at you like, she has the same look and I'm like, I just grab my hair and I'm like, Kinley!
Yeah, but think about it. She's going to get that out of her system way earlier. If she sticks
right.
with it, she's
yes,
going to figure it out.
I know. I also, like, if any of the other kids would give me the same problem, I would be much nicer. But because she's family, I like to bust her chops a little bit. Does she realize I'm busting her chops?
Most people don't, Dave.
I don't think at first she realized, but I'm assuming she's, you know.
Well, why don't you tell her? Kinley, I'm only busting your chops. Make sure she listens to this.
I explained to the new guy today. I went up to him. I said, just so you know, I'm Dave's brother.
Oh.
And he was like, I said, you understand now, right?
I usually do that on my own, but I didn't today because everybody wanted a piece.
Yeah, but it just, I could see him looking like, what the hell is wrong with these two? You know, why is Dave so harsh to this guy?
Don't worry. He deserves it.
He's just sour.
I don't know why I have this written down here. Matt's being an equalizer. You and somebody on the outside training knowledge. You said you considered yourself an expert on the mats and Gene an expert in life, and you guys are able to trade knowledge.
Okay.
Something. I wanted you to expand on that more.
I didn't say that. I have a certain amount of expertise.
Fine. Just expand on the thought.
The reason this came to be was once I was almost a purple belt, that's when I started talking to Gary. And Gary is very good at putting workouts together even back then. So I was like, all right, you know, we could trade our knowledge together. And it makes a lot more sense in that context. But say Gene knew how to do woodwork or something, which he does. I saw he made a bar in his house. It looks fantastic.
He made those. Did you sit on the deck?
I didn't sit on the deck. We were in the basement.
He posted a picture of these Adirondack chairs that he made.
Damn.
Are you serious?
Gene's the real deal. So
he's a man.
Yeah, yeah. If Gene wanted to do privates and then I wanted an Adirondack chair, we could do that.
Gene, he's hitting you up for an Adirondack chair. Make sure you stay in it or something because he's not going to take care of it if it's outside. Okay, Ed, I want to hear all about this. You did stand-up comedy. Don't give me any crap. Thanks for inviting me, all right? I talked about it with everyone in here when everyone always hits me up. Where is Ed? Where the heck is Ed? I said he's doing stand-up today, and we were all proud of you. But I told everybody that I think the best way to do it would be to get everybody from here to come and be the audience because you would be more comfortable in front of us. So if it's all of us and 10 additional people, maybe we would drown out those 10 additional people and you would feel more comfortable in front of familiar faces.
Sure. Stack the deck. That'd be a nice way to make me feel better. But I'd rather go into the strangers. And if you can make them laugh, it's more fulfilling. And you, Christina texted me too about how, oh, I want to see it from the beginning, you know, and it's just so embarrassing to me.
I don't need to see it. I wanted to hear it.
All right, the next time.
And now you know, after the phone call we had today, why I wanted to hear it, because I can help.
Sure, sure. You're right. And I'm going to put my phone down. One of the guys did it. He put his phone down on the pool table. It was at the bar. So I went to this bar in Clifton. I'm not going to say the name because I don't want anybody to come watch me. And it was just a back room. It was a pool room. There wasn't even a stage. There wasn't even a mic stand. It was super, not even well put together, but it was perfect for me because when I walked in there, all my butterflies, like, they cut in half. I was only a little bit nervous then. And I actually drank two beers because I, you know, felt bad. It was free to go.
White Claw?
I got Coors Light.
Now, I just want to remind you of something.
What?
Once upon a time, we did an interview with Alan Teo.
We did?
And he has a demonstration video of Snake Fist on YouTube.
Oh, right, yes.
I found it.
Yeah, you talked about that.
I will find this bar.
Oh, you will?
I will mention this bar
on
this podcast.
No, come on, don't mention the bar. If you
I
find
will
it.
Post this bar on Facebook. Then I will tag you on Twitter.
Listen, there's different open mics throughout this state, and if you figure it out, I'm not going there anymore. I'll go to a different one.
Purple Belt Mike?
What about him?
He does stand-up comedy. Did you know that?
Really?
I didn't know
that.
Yes,
sir.
The one that does the bouncing with John Stanley?
Yes, sir.
Oh, I need to talk to him about this.
Ding, ding, ding.
How did you know
this
that?
This door has opened.
I'm friends with him on Instagram.
Oh.
You're not friends on Instagram. You stalk him and follow him.
How do you know he doesn't love me? Right, Mike?
Does he listen?
Does he stalk you and follow you?
I don't know.
We got to send this to him so I can talk to him about it.
Okay. Why don't you just... He's usually here tonight.
If he'll be tomorrow, right?
I don't know. I got to text Tom, too. Tom! Where are you?
Oh, Tommy.
I know. Tuesdays have been rough because of the baby.
He's a child.
It's not Tuesday. Okay? And Tom knows he can bring his pack and play here and set it up.
No.
And the kid can...
Don't be ridiculous. That's ridiculous.
What's wrong with you?
Something really wrong with him.
Okay, do you want me to skip ahead?
I didn't even tell you about the thing. It's fine.
Oh, yeah. Fine, tell me about the thing. But you just gave me crap about that, right? So I want to get back to that. Tell me about your friggin' thing.
So I showed up.
Good. Okay, let's move
on. Listen, super awkward. You know, I'm sitting at the bar. I don't know how anything runs. I don't know any of the people. I just, they put a flyer out.
Do you have to sign up?
Yeah, you have to sign up. But, you know.
Check in when you get there?
You got to check in. So I'm, like, looking around, and there's, you know, people talking at the bar. I don't know if they're there for this or whatever they're there for. So I sat at the bar and, you know, drank two beers just to get a little bit loose.
That was a good idea.
And then I asked the bartender, like, hey, what's going on with this open mic thing? And he was like, oh, I don't run it, so it's in the back, so just go back there. So I went to the back, and they had a sheet of paper, and they just said, yeah, sign up whatever spot you want to do. They just put numbers, and there was only about 10 to 12 people that went. So I put my name right in the middle, because I've done this before, and if you go last... You know, usually the whole room is empty by then, so you don't want to go last. And I didn't want to go first because I wanted to get a feel for what they were going to do because everybody's comedy is a little different. So I put my name number 5, and, you know, we sat there for about an hour listening. A comic would go. The host would come up, do 2 or 3 minutes, another comic, then the other host, and they did that until it was my turn. And it was nerve-wracking. I got up there, and I, you know, tried to do some jokes, and only 2 of my maybe 10 jokes got like pretty good laughs, and then I cut my time short. Usually they gave us 6 minutes. I didn't even do the 5. I was just like, as soon as I was like done talking, I'm like, okay, that's enough.
Do you feel, because you were nervous, that you were talking faster than normal?
Yeah, when I was reading about like tips for your, you know, first few times doing stand-up, that was one of the main ones that always happens to people, is they just pretty much rush through their set. They don't set up a nice rhythm because I'm afraid of dead air, just like this podcast. I don't want dead air. What is this?
It's Mike.
Oh, I've been there.
Sorry, Mike. Now I'm stalking you.
I did 2 sets over there.
Oh, there it is. I know where it is.
No, but that's a different one. I don't go to that one. That one has a stage and everything. Don't mention it. But so I did the set, and then I watched a bunch of other guys, and everybody in the room knew each other. You know, this was just a regular thing from them. They always, you know, they're doing sets like we do jiu-jitsu 4 or 5 times a week. And the thing about the room, though, is you could tell there was no black or brown belts in the room. It was all like blue belts and white belts.
Where do you think you stand?
Oh, what do you mean? Brand new white belt.
But you're good at talking. You've been doing the podcast for a year. Does that affect your rank at all?
Fine, one stripe.
One stripe?
Because you got to think about it this way. When you're going up and doing stand-up, people are expecting to laugh a certain amount of times per 5 minutes that you're going to do. When we do a podcast, we've done 20 minutes already, not many laughs, and there's no pressure for laughs. People are just listening. They want to hear a nice conversation. So I was up there talking. There was no real pauses. I was just like, all right, I guess that wasn't funny. Let's go on to the next thing. And that was fine, but I wasn't looking anybody in the eyes. I was just kind of just scanning the room, trying to remember, trying to think. I was going, bouncing around to a bunch of different things.
Now, did you read this out loud beforehand?
I didn't. I should have.
Oh, that was one of my questions. I was just wondering if you practiced at all somehow. All
right, so I've been on stage 4 times now. And the first time I went was actually my best because I did exactly what you said. I set a timer up and I picked a topic and I just went upstairs alone and talked out loud. And I saw exactly how long it was. It actually went a little long, so I had to cut some stuff and then I redid it. I definitely have to do that again the next time. This time it wasn't great. But the big takeaway from the room is that one of the people that went, I mean, he was horrific. He didn't get any laughs. It was awkward the whole 6 minutes. And I was like, yeah, I'm not that bad.
Like jujitsu. when you started, you were not the worst in the room, so why not go back and do it again?
Why not go and do it again? So I'm planning on doing it again, and I talked to my Davey today, and you're going to help me write a couple new jokes. You already wrote two for me. Not wrote, but you attached two different punchlines that I'm going to try out, and it's exciting again.
It sounded good, right?
Yeah, sounds good.
It's together, though.
I told my wife one of them, and she's like... I'm like, but that's funny, right? And she's like, I guess so.
Wait. Which part was she sighing at? Your part or my part? Or just the whole thing?
Your part, because it's about her, and you just helped me finish it.
Yeah, but you wrote the rest about her.
This is my problem, Matt. I go for the lowest hanging fruit possible. I need a laugh no matter what. And my go-to thing is to make fun of myself, make fun of my dad, make fun of Meg. It's somebody's getting made fun of on my end. So what I actually want to do, though, is I want to make fun of the audience. I'm just too scared because I don't know them. I don't know what the reaction is. So I haven't taken any chances against the audience yet.
Okay, here we go. Sorry, Matt. This is another reason that you want us to go there. One of us can be like a plant heckler. Anything like that. Whatever.
Who would be fun to make fun of?
Sam.
No, I don't want to. He's going to try to compete with me. I want somebody that will just sit there and take it.
I'll sit there and take it. But if they have a host, can I sign up to be a host?
No, you can't sign up to be a host. What you could do is you have to have one here, and you could host it.
Because I'd like to be the two-minute guy that just says a couple of jokes and introduces the next guy.
Yeah, it helps better when you know all the comics. Since they all knew each other, the host had back...
But you said different host each time. So that's why I was curious.
So what happened was
for that.
The person that actually runs the open mic wasn't there that day. He had this guy fill in. Well, he had two people fill in because they're not usually the host. So they just went back and forth. And it was fun. The difference is there was no black belt or brown belt there. There's nobody that I was looking up to. I didn't watch anybody and I was like, oh, I want to try to take something from them. All these people were trying to work out their material. And, you know, that's why I wasn't the worst in the room, because everybody's taking big chances because there's only 10 people in the room. Because they want to go on stage when there's 30, 40 people and then really try the tested material that they've done.
Now, you said that one of the main objectives for you is to go there and meet new friends. Did you talk to anyone?
Barely.
So I was going to ask you, now it's like a vibe thing. Did you get the vibe that any of them were trying to do, like you said, and work through their material to continue to grow and like expand onto bigger and better places? Or do you think that this is like their Tuesday hangout or Monday hangout and they just go there to hang out, drink some beers, and maybe tell a couple jokes?
I think it's kind of a mix.
A mix. So there are people there that are really trying to go somewhere and do something.
I think all of them are. I don't know to what height. I didn't really talk to them about it.
Talk to them. What the heck is the matter with you?
I don't know. You know when you're...
Yes. Yes.
Listen. The type of person that's going to do comedy 4 or 5 times a week, there's always something a little wrong with them. And I don't know if it's like too... Like there's a... For me, I don't want to deal with somebody that's too whacked in the head. I want to deal with a semi-normal person. I consider myself to be semi-normal with a tiny bit of a crack in me. I want to meet that person and somebody that's got the expertise that I can feed off of them.
Ed, you're around jujitsu people all the time. You know that everyone that does jujitsu is slightly off.
I know, but you've made a room where we have the right balance of slightly off to successful. These guys that I was around, you know, they're mid early 20s and they're still trying to figure it out. You know, they're the kind of people that don't have health insurance. You know, or meal to meal. They're just really they're starving artists. I don't identify with a starving artist.
Which is funny. Have you ever heard guests on Rogan talk about, like, for the months that they lived in their cars and stuff?
Yeah.
Those are the kinds of people that you were working with, potentially.
Right, but you have to think about a numbers game. If they're on Rogan, they push through. They made it.
How many people do that?
Small percent. It's the same percentages, I think, as jiu-jitsu, maybe less. Because like I said, the mentor part, there's not a go-to guy there. You know, there's not a black belt there that's willing to take... They don't want to take you under the wing. You're their competition. You know, they're fighting for credits and all these different things, shows, spots on
but
shows.
But they say that that's gone now.
It's starting to come back now. Now things are starting to get back.
Competition's starting to come back now?
In comedy?
Between comics, yes.
At the bottom level, yeah. It's okay. Always a dogfight.
Go ahead, Matt. I cut you off before. I apologize. You're just sitting here.
I don't even know what I was going to say.
Matt, what do you know about stand-up comedy? Anything?
Not much. You know what it was? I was trying to find this improv guy that I thought maybe you could watch because he goes at the audience. I forgot his name. I was trying to find it, but I couldn't.
Is he a British guy?
Huh?
British guy?
No.
there's a lot of guys that go with the audience, but
when I find him, I'll send him.
My favorite that I've been watching is Don Rickles. He's been dead a little while, but his whole thing was going at the audience and keeping them on his side while going after them at the same time. And he didn't curse ever, which was very impressive.
Is that the kind of comedy you're going for? No cursing?
No, but he did. And if he could do it without cursing, I can obviously, you know, build towards that with a little curses. Curses can help you out a little.
Curses can help. We talked about it today. I feel like I can be funny, but to do it PG, really difficult. Most of my humor, not PG.
You're talking to, that's exactly me too. I like to push the envelope.
Exactly.
The people that I was around the other night, they're the same thing. They're going for that dark, dirty humor, and they were really pushing it. Like, they were going too far, in my opinion.
Too far. Now, you just said push the envelope, which reminds me of what you said about me and your wife.
Okay.
I have apologized for the initial whatever.
Fine.
Okay. I have not continued to push the envelope, but that ice is so thin that I have fallen through a few times.
Yeah, but you still got out of it. You're not drowning under
I'm
the ice.
I'm not drowning.
You didn't get trapped.
Yet.
Yet. So, you know, we still have to do that podcast with us. I'll talk to her about it.
It's just going to be for us?
I don't know. I'm saying we could record it. Like I was telling Gene, if Gene was ever going to start a podcast, you don't have to let anybody see it. It could just be for your family. Let's make it, and we're going to do something with it.
Gene, you should start a podcast. You're fantastic. Maybe, I mean, I don't know how far the conversation skills go, but you're great with us. You know us. Your interviewing skills are great. I don't know how far you can take it, but you're better than us.
Listen, this is what we're going to do with Gene. We're not going to throw him out to the wolves right yet. We're not going to push him to start his own. We're going to have him on.
We're going to take him under our wing.
Yeah, we're going to take him under our wing.
This is the To the Death Podcast Network featuring Sweaty Eddie, Gene.
Gene needs a nickname. I guess you don't have a nickname.
I can make one.
I'll pick one for you.
Yeah, go ahead. Give me a nickname.
Remember that rated G thing?
Just say it, and I'll bleep it.
Yeah, you got to say it. Get us to laugh, and then if it's bad, Ed will cut it out. If it sucks, he's going to leave it in.
Let me think of something.
All right, go ahead. Dave, you have a nickname for yourself? Something badass?
Badass. Yeah, badass Dave. No, I don't have anything for myself.
Do you ever listen to music while you're having sex?
Music? I don't listen to music.
I was listening to a podcast there. They were talking about it.
What the hell? You know how short that song would need to be?
What do you mean you don't listen to music?
I don't listen to music.
See, now we'll go back to why I don't listen to the podcast, because I listen to too much music.
I never listen to music. The only thing I listen to when I am in the car, when I am working, when I'm walking, when I am when I'm showering is the podcasts, not just ours.
So you're saying the only time you listen to music is when we're in here rolling?
That's it.
Wow.
And I don't even know what's on. It's background noise.
That makes no sense at all.
I think today we listened to rap.
I would not be here today if it wasn't for music. 100%. You guys had jujitsu, I had music.
Did you ever play?
No.
Why?
I don't know.
That's funny, because I did.
He played guitar.
But I used to listen to music.
Let's start a band.
I always wanted to play drums. But
you're not too young.
To play
you
drums?
You started jujitsu at 30-something years old. You think you can't pick up drumsticks?
I'm sure I could.
Yeah, because you're going to be old and decrepit soon. You already got a bum knee. You can play drums with a bum knee.
Wait, Matt, how's your knee doing? You took a couple weeks off.
I think I have torn meniscus. I had my right knee done 8 years ago, I think it was. Here's my left one.
How'd you hurt the first one?
He stepped out of bed.
It wasn't even that. It had to be from, I used to pretzel myself into cars. I used to work on police cars.
Pretzel yourself into cars?
Yes.
Being a mechanic is fun, isn't it?
Oh, you were a mechanic?
If you want to call it that. I'm more of the electrical side.
Okay. Wait, what do you do now? Oh, the septic.
I do well pumps.
Well pumps.
The septic.
The septic, he says.
You work with raw sewage.
My brother does too, but he's a plumber. Not apprentice.
I'm in the plumber category, you can call it, I guess.
Well, after the conversation I had with Gene, I feel like the sky's the limit, and I hate your guts.
I hate your guts. You talked about this on the podcast. I hate your guts. Continue.
So my coattails are going to be big enough to carry you too, Maddie. Just stick with us. Keep showing up every 22 episodes.
Every 22 episodes.
That's what it is. 22, 44, 66.
There we go. 88, baby.
88. Can you come here with some material next time?
What kind of material?
Maybe you should go up on stage and we can talk about that.
You don't want me on stage.
We should all go up on stage one time. Ed.
Never.
Harry is doing a mini triathlon. Would you like to join us?
What's a mini triathlon?
It's a quarter mile swim. It's 3 miles running, 11 miles on the bike. You've already done 11 miles on the bike.
I did do 11 miles on the bike. But it's the swimming I'm scared of. I'm scared of drowning because I'm going to be so tired.
Hold on. It's 3 miles swimming?
Quarter mile swimming, 3 miles running. Here's the problem. I'm down for all of it,
but
except for the swimming, yeah, because it's in the bay.
Which bay?
Some bay. That's the ocean.
It's down by the bay.
Oh, the shark.
Sharks. The watermelons grow. I'm not going
in
the bay.
Remember when Nick Diaz swam to Alcatraz? Good. There's lots of sharks in that water.
He's a real man. I'm not pretending to be. I don't want to be when I grow up.
When you talk about being scared of fire, I'm scared of sharks like you're scared of fire. I would not be in the ocean swimming like that.
No.
I hate sharks.
I'll swim wherever I can touch bottom.
Wait,
and
how
that's
about this?
It.
What would you prefer, sharks or snakes?
Snakes.
Snakes.
A snake isn't going to eat your life away.
I'm like talking about poisonous ones.
Why has it got to be poisonous?
Because those are the scariest.
Do I see it coming? Or is it like a shark? It just comes up from
how
the bottom.
How are you seeing it coming?
Like, am I in the room? Over there is a poisonous snake. Yeah, over there is a shark, and I get to pick which one.
We're talking about sharks and snakes. I would think, no, you're not seeing the snake. Yeah. It's too small.
No, you're in a room with a shark like Ace Ventura when he falls in the tank.
No, but I'm thinking, like, I'm in the water, and there's a shark that distance away, or I'm sitting here in this room, and over there is a rattlesnake.
Well, let's say you're sitting...
Are you in water? Because that's that makes a big difference.
With the snake?
Shark. With the shark.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm asking him.
Imagine if a shark was just laying on the mats.
There's
right
a
here.
Big difference. If you're in here filled with water with a shark, or you're in here with no water and a snake.
I pick no water and the snake.
Absolutely. The shark's eating you in
seconds. It's over here.
The snake.
It's over.
Well, let's say you got a harpoon with you.
Great. You want to see Jaws?
Yes.
No.
What the hell's a harpoon doing against a great white?
Well, I didn't even say great white. You guys just automatically think shark, great white.
It's eating people, it's great white.
You know, bull sharks are good.
Those are the ones that actually Jaws is based on. Or that caused Jaws to be made or something.
I think bull sharks are more aggressive than most other sharks.
Whatever. You didn't even give me the scenario. Is it a room this big? What's the deal?
You're right. I'd rather be with a snake than a shark.
Yes.
A snake, you got a fighting chance. Like, you ever see the people when the snake's coming up the sand and they just grab it?
Yeah.
You ever watch these people, they go into like these homes wherever cobras are, and they just like grab them by the tail and like, what are you doing?
They don't care. Well, you know what? Some of these guys get bit so much and have had venom go through them so much that they start to build immunity.
Did you see Jumanji?
Which one? There's a new one.
I guess the first one.
The first one with
Robin Williams.
No. The first one with...
Dwayne Johnson?
Yes.
That is not the first. Get out.
I said the first one with Dwayne Johnson because now there's like seven of them. I can't even keep up with
really?
Him.
I'm so part of
the teeth out.
I only saw parts of
snake.
It. I didn't watch it. You watch it because you got kids.
I got kids.
Yeah.
We have the board game too.
Do you?
Is it good?
It's fun for kids.
Did monkeys come or?
No. It would be good if like when you read a card, they had that music that played. Like, dun, 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 whatever the.
Well, you want to know anything else with the stand up or no?
When are you going back? Monday?
I think I'll go Monday.
Are we going to complete your set before then? Or are we just going to add the two jokes?
No, I got to add at least a couple more. I'm going to try something different. The only thing, it feels weird to, like, if I go to the same room, like, I feel weird repeating the jokes, but I think that's part of the game. Like, even if it's the same audience, try to repeat the jokes again, it just feels awkward, right?
I understand that.
So how many times have you done this?
4 total. Do you pay attention?
I guess not.
But just that was my first time since 2019, because 2020, obviously, I had to take off. So it was my first time back in a while. And it was bad, but it was good.
In my notes on my phone, I told you today, I have like a little act written down from, it's got to be 2016 or 17.
Because you were thinking about doing it.
Yeah, I wanted to do
it. Come on, you should try once. It'd be great.
Let me finish it. We should brainstorm acts, sets, whatever, for both of us.
Fine. This is what comedians do. It's fun. This is why
they
like it so
much. Do you
think
they write together?
Absolutely. There's, especially like if it's men and females, it's different jokes you could tell. So they might hear you talk and have a little spin on it from theirs where they couldn't tell the joke. Like you told me a joke, you're like, I can't even do that one. So you could have it. They
do you want another
like
one?
Of course I want another one.
Just tell you right now. You want to hear it right now?
Yeah.
You ever been like around a group of guys and like a hot girl walks by and one guy be like, man, what I would do to her?
I thought you were going to say, what I would let her do to me.
What would she do to you? Oh, you always have to make it gross. Really? Would you like that?
No, I don't like that. I don't like.
Can you leave some of this in and just bleeps over it so nobody knows what we're talking
about?
You
know what about? I would like, though, is if she and just started like, I'd like that, right? All right, let's switch.
Matt doesn't know what to do right now.
Let's switch back to regular. I'm going to save that and keep that in the archives.
Back to G?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I've done that many times, and it just didn't come out good that time.
It's all right. But that's That's another thing.
It has to be built on.
It has to be built on, and it has to be practiced and rehearsed. If you went home, rehearsed it, and had put the exact right words together, and then came and did it, or if you got somebody else to laugh already with, like the one I got.
I already have. Today. But I just choked a little when I did it.
Right, because you get excited and you try to repeat, recreate. It's hard to recreate. That's why
you got to write it down.
It's not only write it down. You have to say it over and over and over again. That's when I was practicing for that captain's test. You're saying the same words over and over until it's just muscle memory. And now once it's muscle memory, your brain can start really paying attention to what's going on in the room. And then you're not thinking about what you're saying. You're trying to read how they're taking it in. Because I was telling some of the jokes. And even when I got the laughs, I'm like, all right, well, that was enough. Now I'm thinking about the next thing instead of like building on it. Take it in. Look at their faces. I just can't do it. I get so wrapped up in my own thoughts.
You know what you should do right now? Right now, you should hit Matt with the joke that I helped you with today. I want to see if he laughs.
Fine. I got to cut this out too. But
fine. It doesn't matter. We're getting laughs. Just do it. And leave this part where we talk about it in.
Okay, so my wife is a beautiful lady. If it's hard to set. I don't know how to set it up. I know how to say the punchline.
See, this is the thing. Did you go up there and do anything like that?
No, I didn't stop in the middle of a joke. The way I described it originally before his was like, you ever see that where they're hanging a bunch of miscellaneous things from the ceiling? And you're like, what am I looking at? Then they walk around the corner and it's like a beautiful picture. They look great from like one or two angles, but the other angles you're like, what the fuck am I looking at? That was my joke. See, he thinks it's...
And it doesn't matter because in the end, it's art and he's going to Jackson Pollock it.
You see, that's his joke and I like that. You know Jackson Pollock? He used to shit on his paintings when he finished them.
No, that... No.
Wait, that's not what he did?
No.
That's what I thought he did. Who did that? Didn't somebody do that?
No, Jackson Pollock is the painting that was just like, he would like dip the brush and like...
Oh, there's a guy. No, seriously, there's a guy that used to on his paintings when he finished them.
My God, I have to Google that right now.
Yeah, you gotta Google that. See, this is all unusable.
I was gonna say half of this episode isn't even.
Oh, it doesn't matter. The whole point is to have fun.
The thing about mine makes a lot more sense because, of course, I want to my wife's.
I want you to make add to the art. Jesus Christ.
Anyways, the other joke that I told that actually got the biggest laugh of the night was. I asked the audience if anybody had kids. And the one guy that was actually the host said, yeah, I have kids. I'm like, sons or daughters? And he said, I got three sons. I was like, oh, man, you must have a really long day. And then I finished. I just said, well, I got two daughters. And then everybody left. So you could see where my mind goes.
This artist made a painting. Andy Warhol made
abstract. Oh, Andy Warhol.
Yeah, that's no.
So. People know who that is.
I never heard of him before. Painting by Andy Warhol. I could do that.
All right, let's get back on track here. So... I don't even know where to go now.
Oh, my God. But just keep everything around it in because we're laughing and people will be like, what is going on?
Yeah, if you want to hear the unedited version, reach out to us at tothedeathpodcast@gmail.com and maybe I'll send it to you.
Do not release it.
You got to listen to it, though.
I'm pulling the card.
All right, anyway, I think you were right, though. If we work together and write together, all I have to do is practice getting it out because getting it out is the hard part. You get so excited because you're like, oh, I want him to laugh. I know that this could... have the potential yes. for laughter, but then you start thinking about it too much and it doesn't work out. It's like, it really is like magic.
I love where you thought it was going though.
I thought that's where it was
going. Maybe we can use him instead.
Andy Warhol.
Yeah.
I guess people can look that up if they want to see where our minds
that's
are
fine.
At.
Then they'll have to look it up though. It's safe for the kids. All right, back to the list. Ask Matt some stuff. Matt.
Yes.
You had a case of the blue belt blues recently. What was that about?
I didn't have any blue belt blues.
You text me. Do you not want me to talk about it on the podcast?
What did I say? Oh, I feel like I'm not learning anything?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's every day. I don't think that's blue belt blues.
That's everybody.
That's Brazilian jiu-jitsu.
How do you know that already, though? I feel like it took me 15 years to realize that.
If I didn't realize it, I don't think I'd be coming to class every day. Sorry
I found it very interesting that Gene already noticed his progress.
At 1 year?
However long it's been.
No, a year, you're going to notice progress.
But he said that he noticed it in the podcast with you. He said that he noticed it every class.
Every class?
Maybe I embellish. But whatever, he said that he noticed it. I just found that to be very interesting.
Listen, when you notice progress in anything, even if it's not jiu-jitsu, it feels great. Especially when it's a hard thing. Like the stand-up, I don't feel any progress because I haven't done it enough. It's going to feel great when I start
people
telling these
laugh.
Jokes. Yeah, then they laugh consistently and I can add on to it. And I don't have to stop the set early because I ran out of stuff to say.
I wanted to talk about excuses.
Go ahead.
Because, I mean, Matt's been getting really good at them lately with the case of the Bluebell Blues. I think you're rubbing off on
him. What, not coming to class?
Yes.
I'm in class at least 2-3 times a week, and I still...
It's not enough for Dave. Dave wants 5 days a week.
I have 2 small kids who are perfect age. It's summer.
Here's the thing.
It's summer.
It's summer.
I'm trying to hang out with my kids.
Hang out with the kids.
Kids is a legit excuse. I don't call that an excuse. I call that family time.
So then where's my excuse?
You don't like your kids, so I just don't understand what the hell you're doing. All right? But excuses versus good reasons. I think if you're doing something with the family, that's a good reason.
Okay.
Do you consider just sitting on the couch and vegging with your family a good reason?
Some days, absolutely.
Okay, I was just curious. I'm not trying to start an argument. Ed?
I agree with that.
Some days.
Some days. Yes.
Some days, absolutely.
Now, what about when you give me the excuse, I ate too much? Ed?
Oof.
Oh, I was going to say, that's not
that's
me.
That's all on you,
yeah,
you know?
That's a classic excuse I use, and it's definitely not a good one.
See, I can't even...
You've never ate so much where you're like, I can't get off this couch or I'm going to throw up.
I don't do that when I know I'm going to jiu-jitsu ever. I don't eat.
I don't think about jiu-jitsu. I just think, oh, I'm hungry. Let's do this.
And it's not like, let's have a normal amount. You know jiu-jitsu.
You know what? I ate before class today, and it was a normal amount. Meg only ordered me some wings, and I didn't eat anything else besides the wings, so.
Don't let her listen to this part. Matt, what do you think about his wife that never makes a home-cooked meal ever?
Pause. My wife goes outside and does hours of yard work a week, probably 5 to 10 hours of yard work a week.
A week. I do 40 hours of work a week.
She
Ed
raises
does
the kids.
48 hours of work a week.
She raises the kids. She raises the kids.
I'm going to, number one, I don't know Ed's wife. So
don't kiss her ass. You don't know her.
Yeah,
it's not worth kissing.
No, it's worth kissing. No, you can't say that.
All right, so first question, has she ever cooked? Or is this just a new thing?
When we first started dating, to impress me, she did a couple meals that she used to like, but... Ever since we got married, no meals.
So she doesn't like cooking, obviously.
Yeah, it was the agreement
so
I signed up for.
There's nothing wrong with
Ed's
that.
Ed's raising his kids on McDonald's.
No, not
and
true.
Buffalo wings.
They don't like buffalo wings.
Well, number one, how old are your kids?
5 and 3.
And they're going to be fine.
Going to be fine. See, I like Matt.
Kids, what, you expect kids to eat broccoli and spinach?
Yes,
and
no,
chicken?
I just want you to give Ed a hard time about his wife. That's all.
I don't know his wife.
It doesn't matter. That's not why we're here right now.
Are you trying to get her to hate me too?
She's not going to listen to this.
She's not going to hate you because you're different than Dave.
I am different than
you. You have respect.
Maybe she would like him.
Yeah, maybe.
How many of your friends has she liked?
Less than 5%.
Is it that much?
0%.
0%.
Who does she like? She likes Samir, but I don't see Samir that often.
That's why she likes him.
Yeah.
Like he's like an imaginary friend. She loves all your imaginary friends.
Who does she like?
They don't take you away from her.
You know who she would like? And I want to become best friends is Gene.
And you want to become best friends. Gene, do you see what happened? You let the fox in the hen house.
You're calling Gene a hen?
No. I'm calling you a fox.
Okay. Yeah. Who's the hen?
I don't know. It's a saying.
It's not a good one for this one.
Whatever. Cats
you let a fox in the bear house.
The bear house.
And the bear and the fox are having fun. Not that kind of fun.
I don't know what you're doing right now.
I will not hate on Ed's wife.
Thanks.
Next question.
You suck. Next guest. We could talk about guests.
Go ahead.
I have one on the line. Actually, I have 3 on the line.
Yeah, but...
One I want to do. They have a super fight coming up. I'm too busy. Maybe one day we will get it. But overall, guests are not...
But what about Gene? Well, that's the guest I want next.
I haven't talked to him about it. So
I
don't know.
He's always rushing
out
of here. That's why I never get to talk to him.
I know. I even was like... Hand up. That was the hand up, Gene. Like, I was about to say goodbye, but the door was already closing. But he had Zach here today. Zach stayed for the whole class again.
Oh, that's good.
It is good, right?
Yeah, it's really
I love
good.
That.
But we got to talk to Gene. Try to get him before he gets out the door tomorrow so we can schedule for hopefully next week.
Next week. Yeah, okay. He's here on Wednesdays.
Good.
All we have to do is get him to stay till open mat's over and Sam leaves.
And Sam leaves. What does Sam have to do with it?
Because Sam's...
Oh, he's just chilling, yeah. You got to kick him out.
I'm not kicking him out. I like Sam. He's growing on me, too.
Now he's growing on you?
Yeah, I've always liked him, but he's really growing on me. I enjoy his company
now. He was all taped up because John Stanley hurt him.
He hurt his toe. I didn't see what happened that day. I told you last night, like, it's me, Christina, Dave, and Sam. And Sam is just asking me a million questions. And I'm like, wow, he seems really interested. It could all be fake, but... I was like, he's really a nice guy.
That's because you're always around him when he's sober.
I know. Nobody else knows. But yeah, come here for some stories. Ed, little kids class is now open. If you would like to bring Lil back. Well, you seemed unsure.
What day should I bring her?
It's Monday and Wednesday at 5:30. If you bring her, you have to come on the mat.
I have to come on the mat.
If you bring her, then yeah. Otherwise, there's too many kids. I can't add
any more.
Oh,
she's one too many?
No. I barely have control right now with those kids.
What, three to five?
3 to 5, yeah. I have control, but I don't want to lose control. And adding a wild card without a backup plan, you, could be a problem.
Why, how many kids do you have in there right now?
5.
That's the most you've had in there.
That's the most I've had in there, yeah. And I hold it together with 5, but I don't know that I could do it with 6. 6 might be the magic number.
And you
but
say
then
it's,
I
a ha- it's a half hour?
It's a half hour. 6 might be the magic number because then it would be even. What I've been doing now is I have 2 groups and I'm like, and then the other one I'm just trying to control. I don't know that I could do 3 groups. If I had Ed when he bring his daughter, then that would work.
I'll come teach with you.
Really?
Nope. Just kidding.
You believe that
we went over this.
I know.
Gotcha.
It's legend.
Especially 3 to 5 year olds. Oh my God. That's even worse.
They're fun though. So I've already gotten feedback from one of the parents that one of the kids was having problems with another kid at camp or something, and no more problems.
Did he fight?
Yeah.
Oh.
Just like kids get handsy and now on his back or wound up like the kid jumped on him and then just hugged Bridge and rolled and he's on top of him now. And the kid,
That was Kinley at the park the other day. You should have seen her.
What happened?
So we're at the park and landing over there. And, you know, it's like got the big tower
Matt,
up top.
If you're going to tell a
it's
good story.
It's got a big tower up top.
Landing
my face.
Like across from the funeral home.
Yes.
Okay.
It's got the 2 slides up top. So it's okay. Like a tower you got to climb to get up. There's a little boy hanging in front of the ladder, not letting any of the girls come up. So I see Kinley go up, and he won't let her go. Please let me go now. So all these girls are coming up. Nobody's going. Kinley goes up again. No. I see her go. She blasts through this kid like a football player. I couldn't even believe it. Then she's there holding the kid off to the side. Come on, girls. And all the girls come up. And then she looks over at the boy and says, and next time I'm going to beat you. So there she is. She goes down the slide. Then I see this boy hop up again, not letting any of the girls go again. And I'm like, oh, here we go again. Kinley goes up. As soon as she gets up to the boy, he jumped out of the way. Like, he was so scared of her. Oh, it was so funny.
That's funny. Yep. You know what she did to me today? We're doing first point for the kids in my square. And she comes out the first time and like immediately she's taken down. And I'm like, Kinley, do you even know what you're supposed to be doing? She looks at me and goes, nope. And just walks to the wall. So she comes back out the next time and I'm like, look at me. Look at me. Do you know what you're supposed to do? And she goes, yeah. She's messing with me as much as I'm messing
Absolutely.
With her.
Absolutely. She knows what she's doing.
Oh my
she's
God.
She's something else.
She's making me mental.
She is something else, man.
Family, Ed. Who needs it?
I need it. That's the only thing I live for.
Ed, you're a coach. Assistant or not, you're a coach. You're even listed on the website. And it doesn't say assistant coach next to your name. This is something that's a little strange. So you referenced when I was coaching at Pure and you were like, how about this? How about that? It wasn't just the technique that you're showing, but it's your delivery.
What about it?
You're not trying to be, you're not coming at me. You're doing this wrong. Try this. This is the correct way. It was your delivery. Like, hey, take a look at this. If this, then that. However, I don't remember the exact techniques, but it is your delivery. Because even now, like, you've improved my open guard drastically. You remember my open guard?
Yeah, it's really annoying now.
Now it's annoying. Thank you. Thank you, Ed. I owe that a lot of that to you. So, I mean, that was different because you definitely screamed at me. Like, why are you doing that?
No, but you can't start a relationship like that. Like,
right.
You know, you test the waters and say, all right, I see something that you might like here. And it is tact. You have to have some kind of tact when you're talking to someone.
Exactly. So it's more than just me being a good listener or accepting the technique that you're showing. A lot of it's delivery.
But think about it this way. I deliver it the same to all people. You know, I don't do it special for you. But people just will act nice and, you know, yes me to death until I stop talking.
Okay, the other part of it is you come from Yanni, and Yanni is the best.
Yeah, I said that. I agree.
I know
that.
You said that. I agree with that. I just want everybody to know.
Not
that.
Everybody knows that.
I emphasize that in here, which is why I encourage people to go to Yanni's on Friday.
And they have been.
Exactly.
They keep bothering me about it. John Stanley's like, come on, you gotta go, you gotta go, you gotta go.
You should have gone on Thursday of last week. Since you didn't go, support Kyle.
Shut up.
Excuses.
Excuses.
There they are.
I did make excuses, but whatever. I might go this week, probably not.
You use family as an excuse. I told you that I feel like that is a good reason, not an excuse. Unless you're just sitting there stuffing your fat face and being like, oh, I'm too full for class. Family is a good reason to miss class. At this moment, I would like to take time to thank you, Ed. Thank you, Matt, Jess, Christine, Kyle, Jim, for helping me at the gym. This summer, I have been able to spend the most time that I have with my family because I have a few people that I can count on and ask to cover for me and clean for me, etc. I didn't miss Emmett's birthday. I had another day recently covered because I have people that I can count on. Thank you all. You have poop on your pants again.
I know. I don't know where this comes from. But, yes. And you keep getting down on yourself and things are frustrating because you have new adversity that you're going through business-wise.
Oh,
but you're still,
God.
Listen, you're still on your way up. And that is a highly positive thing that you just said. And it's true. And it's only going to get better.
It's only going to get better. And that's something that I think about all the time. The things that I'm missing versus my regrets. So my kids are swimming this year. It's the first time they've been swimming. I was supposed to go to a swim meet. This is just an example. Emmett's birthday, he had a swim meet. He was supposed to go to the swim meet. I had the kids. Olga, you heard. I had the kids going to the swim meet. Emmett's not feeling well. It was in a lake. Zaneta was scared of the lake. We ended up leaving. Neither of them swam in that swim meet. I'm upset I haven't seen them swim yet. I probably won't get to see them swim now. That's not going to be a big regret of mine. It's not something huge, but not having the school would be more of a regret. Does that make sense?
It makes a lot of sense.
Okay, and I have a whole bunch of things in my life like that. Like right now, like I said, I have these people that I can count on for the big events, things that I don't miss. So now the regrets versus the things that I'm missing, the scale is definitely tipping more in my direction. But I feel not having the school, not being here, not being on the mat for whatever reason, that would be more of a regret than missing a soccer practice. Not a game. I make all the games.
Yeah, I think at this age, they're still a little young to understand fully what you're saying and the feeling of it. And what's great is we have this recorded. So when they go back and listen and see, you know, what was my dad, you know, like back then, as an adult brain that they have, they can understand your perspective a lot better and they could talk to you about it.
Right. I'm even having trouble trying to describe, you know, all of the things. So Emmett says one day he wants this place. If I don't do it now, one day he can't have this place. So instead of sitting on the couch, stuffing my fat face, I'm here on the mat. that was fun. But in sort of in that direction, right? Not so much.
But
you
gotta think,
you.
Your kids are in a different position than my kids. We weren't even hanging out when your kids were my kids' age now.
Right.
So you were a little bit different back then. It would have been harder.
I've only been open. It would have been harder.
Exactly.
Sure. Definitely would have been harder.
So give me a little time. Once my kids get a little bit older and more self-sufficient, they have their schedule filled a little more with friends and such, it'll be easier for me. Well, it'll be harder for me to make excuses, and I'll be on the mats more, maybe.
Your dad influenced you a lot.
A whole lot.
Okay. We've talked about all of that. Another thing that you guys talked about was do as I say, not as I do. You didn't say that. Those are what I'm saying. But nobody listened to you. You should be exercising, your dad always told you, or jogging or running or drilling or whatever the hell. Okay? And the other thing that I just have written here, that which is hilarious, is because I said so. You don't want to say that? Get ready, mother trucker. All right? And Gene, you're going to be saying it a lot more. I have to say it all the time. Olga's encouraged the kids to ask questions, which is good to a degree. Don't ask me questions. Just go do what the hell I said right now because I said so. Okay? Get ready. Also encourage questioning, but
But listen,
you reach a point.
But I want you to take that a step further, because not all questions are created equal. If you if you reward the questions that you think are clever or make a lot of sense, like if they make a good argument in question form, then you could bend a little bit on because I said so. But if they're going to ask lazy ass questions, I can agree with you on the because I said so. If they're not even giving up, putting up a good fight, no, I'm not dealing with this until you come out with a better question. Give them a chance, though. Give them an out.
But you don't want that for everything. You don't always want that.
I understand
that's the
problem. I understand that, but think about it. It makes them practiced in thinking. Like, people are very lazy with thought, and that's one thing you can't hold against me. With thinking, I'm going to go as far as the thoughts can take me. I want to build upon them, and you're already doing that. As long as they're asking questions in general, that's good, but if you can get them to be smarter with the questions that they ask themselves and ask you, it's going to help.
And if they just listen the first time instead of but this or but that, and then you have to break out the because I said so. Matt, you know exactly what I'm talking about, don't you? How many times do you have to hit the kids with just do it because I said so?
Oh, my God. Every day.
Every day. All right. I'm not there yet. So let's cross that bridge later. I am going to push for the minimum amount of time saying that. I don't want to say it every day for sure.
So on a positive note, I do try and influence the kids. I tell them all the time, if you want to do this, you have to practice. Z is really good at drawing. You don't have to tell her to practice it. She practices it all the time. I'll make little suggestions to her. I've suggested that she try like iMovie and stuff. She hasn't done that yet, but she's open to it. Emmett wants to be really good at soccer. I say, you should go outside and kick the ball. He wants to sit on the couch. I encourage him, go downstairs and exercise, walk on the treadmill, jog, whatever. He'll do it, but he doesn't look forward to it. So it's good, but when does it become too much? Because I'll bring it up to them every day to practice the thing they want to do every day. So where's the line? That's a problem that I have that I wanted to talk to you about. I mean, this list goes on forever.
Wow.
We're not even halfway through the list.
We could talk about more of the list when we do the intro outro. But I don't know. The answer to that question is tough, because my parents, I saw them, they both did it in different ways, and they both had trouble, especially me. I'm very stubborn, and it's hard to get me to do anything. But if you can find the magic words that would help convince, I mean, the sky is the limit, literally, for them. And the earlier you can try to get through them, but it's going to be harder, the ages that they're at, to convince them. The older they get, it's going to get even harder.
Right, but I'm saying, so this goes towards working harder versus working smarter. You said that I push too hard. I push the kids too hard. I push myself too hard. I need someone to help me decide where the line is, and not like your line or your line. A good, realistic line between working too hard, pushing too hard, or smarter and safer. Help me find the line. Not right now.
It's not a line. It's a balance. And yeah, it's something we'd have to talk about.
Good. But that was one of my biggest takeaways, which is why I text you a bunch of the things that I text you. Because you should put the mic by your butt. Because Ed wants more farts. Christine asked me if when you do that, if you actually put the mic by your butt.
Yes.
I told her that.
You have to. How am I going to? It's not going to pick up.
I don't know, but it's disgusting. Is that why this mic stinks? Is this the one you farted on last time?
I don't know. I mix and match them, so we can never know.
All right. One last thing, and then I want to go the hell home. Ed, currently, to this day, while working or while training, a lot of times while rolling, I will hold my pee to the point where if I don't get to the bathroom right this second, we're going to have a problem. So I like to play hard and just wait till the very last minute. You did it as a child. I'm doing it as an adult.
I've almost had a couple accidents on the mat for sure throughout my career.
That's good. Matt, you ever hold your pee so long you almost pee on the mat?
Constantly.
See?
What's wrong with us?
We're children.
You see me run to the bathroom all the time? It's the worst.
All right, we went pretty long today. See, this is a good day.
This is long, yeah. It's past 10 o'clock. I should be in bed already. I want to keep going. We didn't even get a third of the way through this list.
That makes me happy.
Because we didn't accomplish anything, or because I have a long list?
No, I like a long list, and we accomplished plenty.
But I told you, I don't like the way we went through the list. We should rehearse it.
No,
I'm kidding about that.
No rehearsal, but maybe Maybe I'll look at it next time and help organize it.
Okay. And, well, this is the order that...
You just listened to the episode and didn't that. Yeah, because the episode had no specific order.
Gene, do a podcast. Ed, one day you will be a black belt. Don't say that I don't think that's going to happen. It will happen. When the hell it's going to happen is the question.
Within 10 years?
10 years from today?
Yeah.
God, I hope so. Yanni, let me know. That's a future podcast I want to do with Yanni. I meant to talk to you about it. I want to talk to him about it. Promotions in jiu-jitsu.
Okay.
I want to talk to him about it. Get it on the podcast.
Fine. You want me to set it up?
No, because you don't know my schedule.
Fridays?
No, not right now, because I'm at the campground.
All right. When the summer's over, we'll set something
okay.
up.
Okay. Matt.
Yes.
I wish you had more to say.
Yeah, me too.
This was your best appearance.
You guys were ranting on about stuff that I have no idea what's going on. Maybe I should catch up on some podcasts, huh?
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Yeah, then we could really talk to you about things.
Yep.
Instead of being in your own little world, listening to this horrible, loud rock and roll music.
Anybody listening to this podcast right now, go back and listen to the Sweaty Eddie Show episode 22. I hope you've already listened to it because this podcast
isn't
will make
it 23?
A lot more. No, 22. 23 is coming out this week. I don't know. I don't have a guess. Maybe it'll just be me and Meg. We haven't done one in a few weeks.
Okay, I'm fine.
You're fine
with that? I like listening better than I like recording. That's not true.
That's
it is
not true.
True.
That's not true.
I don't know. I like them both. This one was weird. Reading off this list was weird. I just like talking.
Sure, it's weird, but we're getting better. This is something different.
Are we getting better? Nobody gives us feedback.
No, we are. Come
okay,
on.
The people that listen, are we getting better?
No, you don't need to. Look at the episode I just did. You know. It's the best episode I've done so far. I agree with you.
And I think that you were right when you said 90%. We could do 90% unedited.
We could. Oh, 90?
You said 80.
I said 80.
Well, you said 90 at first. I think we could do 90 unedited.
Fine. You want me to put this out unedited?
No, we specifically said we're going to cut this out. But I definitely have a little couple tweaks there, and that could be funny too.
Good. I like changes. All right. I like to fix mistakes, and you have to make the mistakes to get better.
Great.
All right. Maddie, you got any last words?
No.
He's upset that he stayed.
Why would I be upset?
You looked so bummed.
Nah,
what's the matter with
fine.
You? Didn't you tap Ron out tonight?
Ron wasn't even here.
Exactly my point. Ron, where the hell were you? Sitting on the couch, stuffing your fat face?
No, I'm not disappointed. Maybe 88 will talk a little more.
I wanted to do a podcast with you about music.
Let's go.
All right.
The Sweaty Eddie Show.
That'll be the Sweaty Eddie Show, yeah.
Episode 25 and then 50 and then 75 and then 100.
White Claws?
Yeah. You know what? That's a great idea. We're going to set something up now that my schedule has changed. We'll figure that out later.
All right. Let's get out of here.
All right. Great job.
See ya.
Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on. Go play.
That must be for your dad. Any of his players make the all-star team?
He runs the all-star team.
He
is the all-star team.
He runs the all-star team? I don't know what to say. Your dad is, me and him, excommunicado.
Are you done talking to him?
No, he blocked me.
Yeah, because you're sending him inappropriate things.
How funny was it when I did it? How
funny? It was great. It's funny.
Exactly. All that I care about is laughing.
That's not true. All you care about is jiu-jitsu. Laughter is definitely takes a back seat.
Okay.
All I care about is laughter.
When I'm texting with you and your father, all I care about is laughter. Did you laugh? When
oh,
you
I
op-
did.
There
For
you go.
Sure, I did.
Mission accomplished.
Showed it to Meg and everything.
But that's because you thought it was real.
She did too. Everybody did. I like that. Listen, as long as somebody's in on the joke, though. You do jokes where nobody's in on it except for you. I don't know how you even have fun with
that. I have fun with it.
Alone. You just like to have your own fun.
I'm like a psychopath. Nobody needs to know anything. I'll sit in the corner by myself and chuckle.
Okay, so this episode, we only got through a partial of all the notes that you had. So tell everybody what we're going to do with the rest of the notes you got.
I didn't really like your idea. We might do that. We might not.
What? Why? Give me a break.
I like
lines
to be
perfect.
A contrarian. Listen, we're going to do some of it, but I have other things that I want to talk to Gene about.
Fine.
I want military stories.
Fine, we'll get some stories out of him.
All right. I also am really curious about where he got the idea to put Zach into this German school. I want to talk to him about some of his mentality and thought process.
Well, good. Gene's listening to this right now. Gene, you better be making notes. So
you better be making notes, Gene. Gene, did you know that you're Ed's best friend now? Beware.
Potential.
I warned
He's not
you.
Better best friend yet, but we're working towards
I
something.
I warned you. All right? Just remember that. I told you so.
You're just jealous.
Just because I said so.
You know, you couldn't make me do anything with that.
What do you mean?
You shame me. Why don't you shame your kids instead of telling them because I said so? My parents love using shame.
I'm speechless because how can that be? They've shamed you. You still don't bathe. When was the last time you bathed?
Yesterday, after class. You can ask my wife.
Brush your teeth?
Yesterday.
Yesterday. Was it yesterday for real?
I just
it's 9:30 p.m.
What do you mean? I don't need to shower today. I
said brush your teeth.
I'll brush my teeth.
You said yesterday.
I didn't.
You didn't brush your teeth yesterday?
I don't want to get rid of the good bacteria.
Wait, when was the last friggin' time you brushed your teeth?
The day before yesterday.
Shut up.
I forgot.
You didn't brush your teeth yesterday?
Yesterday, didn't see the need to.
You came to jiu-jitsu. You said you were going to brush your teeth before you come to class.
No, sometimes I do that. Sometimes I don't.
Okay, so yesterday was Wednesday. You didn't brush your teeth Wednesday. You brushed your teeth Tuesday. What time? Guesstimate.
In the morning, I went to work.
Tuesday morning, you brushed your teeth. It's Thursday at 9:30 p.m. You haven't brushed your teeth since then?
What's your problem? Why you got to tell everybody this?
You don't see a problem with that?
I don't get cavities. This is how I live my life for the whole time. This is the whole time I live my
life
like this.
Holy cow. I don't have it. Words.
But listen, you know why. My dad does the same thing. He doesn't use a toothbrush when he brushes his teeth.
I know, he uses his t-shirt.
He uses his finger.
Did you ever brush your teeth with your t-shirt?
Of course, I've tried it.
You didn't like it?
No.
You just figured I'm not going
to
do it?
I've used my fingernails to scrape the plaque off.
I'm putting my hand. This is what Yanni does when I text him. I don't even know what to do right now.
Should I talk about it on stage?
Yes.
How?
I don't know, but okay. Here's the thing. Bert's already done it.
Well, I identify with Bert.
But I told you about the other thing. Didn't I give you a whole thing? Hanging out with my dad, da-da-da, I told you.
Yeah, something, but you didn't give me any details. The devil's in the details.
Okay, but we can sort it out. I was on the right track, I think.
My dad should do stand-up. He's the weirdo.
He can barely form a sentence.
That's true. That's what I'm saying. I want to take his stories and filter them through my own words because I got better words than him.
Yeah, but he doesn't have good enough stories.
He definitely has good enough stories.
No. How? You give his stories too much credit. We can come up...
He gives his stories too much credit.
We can come up with something better, but we can use part of that as ammunition.
Okay.
Tweak little edits here and there.
You didn't like his bareback story?
I think it's just the word bareback.
It is, though. It's a great word. You're right. I should use that in my set somewhere. We got to fit that in there.
Yeah. That's a good idea.
All right.
We got to talk to Mike. Mike, you weren't here this week.
Mike doesn't listen at all.
He doesn't?
I told John Stanley to talk to him because he's been working with him at the bar.
I'll text him.
Fine. Text him.
Okay. I was going to text him today, but I was busy all day. Driving around and sitting.
You called me twice today.
Yeah, I know.
You love hearing from me.
I do.
Look, because I got the podcast. I've been doing my work. You know, I haven't been beating my chest about it. I've just been putting my head down and working.
Congratulations,
because always...
there was a period not very long ago where I thought that this thing was done.
I missed one episode from my podcast, not even hours.
No, not that. It was even before that.
Yeah, maybe I hit a little wall, but I got to start scheduling the interviews now.
Isn't this the outro? Are we going to outro the episode at all?
Yeah, we're talking about it.
This isn't about the episode. It's my favorite episode, Ed. Gene, it's because of you. You did your friend who has passed away. Rest his soul. You have done him a great service. He's looking down upon you, and he's very happy. Keep it
up.
Yeah,
he's hoping that you keep going.
Keep it up.
Something will come of it.
That's it. We're going to have Gene. We're going to give him a nickname, and he's going to be on the To the Death Podcast Network.
Well, he's going to be on next week's episode. We already scheduled it, so that's nice.
Okay, then we're going to work on him.
Oh, we're going to
have his own
sure.
show once a month. How's that?
That's what I asked him for.
Is it? Wow, I hate you. Why do we do this? We don't even hang out that much because you skip jiu-jitsu so often.
There's other people in my life that have busy schedules too. I had to accommodate my brother today, all right? He works a full-time job. He's got a girlfriend he can only see on the weekends. So he's just shaking your head.
So, Gene, you're great at this. Keep it up. Keep training. We'll see you next week. It's Thursday, right, Ed?
Thursday. Can you come after work on Monday?
We'll figure it out. I don't know. How big of a deal is it if you just miss one more?
No, I'm not missing any.
Remember, every Wednesday. Wednesdays, Sweaty Eddie Show comes out on Wednesdays.
Thursdays.
This week, we're a little behind. I think Thursdays now. Wednesdays is too close to Mondays. We're going to put it out on Thursdays now. It's going to be every other week. Every other week now. Once a month.
No, I never did once
quarterly.
A month.
Quarterly. We're going to do it quarterly.
You're not even impressed by me. You never even put out one episode.
I have.
No. One. I've published every one of these episodes.
Oh, you want me to put one out on my own?
Yeah.
Not interested.
Exactly.
You're my editor and chief. Captain. I know. You're my editor and captain.
I'm your captain. All right, well, let's get out of here. We did a great episode.
I know, but we didn't talk about it.
They heard, they listened to it. We did good, and we're moving forward. We have more things in the future. It's up to you to schedule them.
Great.
Great.
I'll take care of it. That's my job.
Good.
We have a podcast next week with Gene scheduled.
By me, actually.
Well, I said to him today, so Gene, do you want to record next week after class? And he goes, yeah, that's what Ed said. And I said, what?
Yeah.
He goes, Ed text me. I'm like, he told me to talk to you about it.
I would like you to get the finalized because you're the one who has the final say. I already told them.
Okay, so we said that. All right, well, we'll talk about it when Ed comes tonight. Did you talk about it?
Yes, Thursday night.
Okay.
All right.
Great.
So everybody can look forward to that. It's going to be another great episode, and we're going to have a lot of fun.
Sure.
And maybe we can talk about another stand-up set that I've done.
Monday. Okay.
All right, so I hope you guys enjoyed. This is To the Death Podcast.
Episode 66. Metal Back for 88.